Okay, Jim. Listening.
WHS from N4ZLK. Good evening. WHS, are you still there? N4ZLK.
I've missed you there for a second. It's N4 Whiskey Hotel Mike, Bill in Hartwell, Georgia.
N4WHM Whiskey Hotel Mike, okay. And I didn't copy if that was Phil or Bill. My name here is Shane. I'm up in Greenville, November 4, Zulu, Lima, Kilo.
Bravo, India, Lincoln, Lincoln. And good to meet you, sir. How are you this evening?
Pretty good. I'm doing well. I'm on the way home from a busy week, so I'm doing better than I was on the way to the workplace this morning.
Good thing you're off. Hopefully you're off for the weekend. Just leaving home, getting home. It's been a long day.
Weekend off. Hopefully it won't rain too much. I think it's been calling for rain for the last 2 or 3 days. And been pushing out. I didn't get anything at the house last night. Got a little sprinkles today, but it was mostly a beautiful day today. So, anyway, down in Hartwell, you say you're in Georgia, Hartwell, Georgia?
On the south side of the city of Hartwell, just outside the city limits, north Georgia.
Well, you're making it up here. There's a little bit of noise on you. And I'm mobile. I'm having a little trouble copying you, but I think I'm getting most of it.
I'm outside on my handheld. I'm only pushing 5 watts to the external antenna, so it's very possible it's my end.
You're doing fine. I'm just, like I said, I'm mobile and probably have a little noise. I can copy most of it, but anyway, good to meet you, Bill. I know your call is pretty close to mine, just a little bit ahead of it. This is actually a vanity call. It was my father-in-law's. He got it when he moved down here early 1990. And back then, you had to have a call from the area you were in. He moved from Delaware with a 3 call. And he passed away in 96, and they just started the vanity program, and I was able to get this call.
That's very nice to honor him that way. Yeah, mine's a vanity call. It's my initials, but I've had it since 2013. And, but yeah, that's a great way to honor your father-in-law.
Radio, he could never get past 13 words a minute, and at that time you had to be able to do that to upgrade to general. So he did a lot of CW work on the lower bands. He had a bad heart, so he'd be up at night, and that's when he made most of his contacts. But he enjoyed it, and he taught me a lot, so I was glad to get it.
Yeah, I was a few years past the having to do Morse code, just even get the technician, so I never have learned it. I've dabbled with it a little bit, but never have been able to master it. I just haven't really, I guess, buckled down and taken the time.
Is that LK? Yeah, I had to learn it because I got my ticket in 91, but I don't do anything with it right now. I pick it up every once in a while and try to work on it. I can copy it very slowly, but you know, I was able to copy it the 5 words a minute to get my license, novice license, but I was able to upgrade to general now since they did away with that code requirement. But I'd still like to learn it one day, just it's not a priority.
About priorities between work and home life, it takes time to commit. You have to get the priorities right.
Too many things to do. seems like if you're not working on something that needs to be fixed, there's all kinds of other things that are fun to do. So you just got to pick and choose what you want to do.
It's hard to pick and choose sometimes. I work in IT, and it's a always constant struggle just to keep current and keep studying for what's coming out tomorrow.
Imagine that's one job you're constantly have to upgrade your knowledge. I got lost on that stuff a long time ago. I used to have back in the 80s, I had a Commodore 64, and we used to write programs, not really write them. I'd mess around a little bit, but that was as far as it got. I didn't carry on with it. Just went different ways, and now I wouldn't even know where to start.
The young men and ladies that I hire and work with me, they know so much more than I do. I'm almost probably, you might as well say, administrative. And I keep up with the technology to be able to carry on the conversation, but they're the real smart ones in the group.
My oldest son didn't grow up working on computers. He played video games and stuff, but he got a graphic design degree, and now he's got this window open, and he's writing all kinds of code and putting things in order and for, you know, designing web pages, and it's just pretty neat to watch him and just know that he understands what he's doing just looking at the numbers and words.
It's an art. I really believe that. It's an art form to be able to take that keyboard and turn it, push those keys and turn it into something that's tangible.
There's on here that talk about that too. I know a lot of them do that kind of work, and it just kind of, I'm impressed. I like listening to them, but I get lost sometimes, but just listening to what they're talking about. Unfortunately, I've always used my back to work, so I didn't get into all that technology stuff.
Fell into it by accident, and made a career out of it. Been doing it for about 30 years.
I've been doing what I'm doing now for almost 30 years. I work for UPS, and now I just basically drive. I do a little bit of delivering, mostly bulk stops, but I drive and pick up trailers and swap out trailers and let everybody else do the work. It was a long time getting there, but it's a lot easier now than what I used to do.
That's one of the benefits of sticking with a career is you get to move up and hopefully get to a better place than you were yesterday.
And I never wanted to go into management with them, though. They like to move you around too much, and I don't know. They have a different management style than most companies, and I don't really appreciate it, but I've been there. I've told a lot of them when they've told me they're going to get my job or have my job, I've told a lot of them that I've been told that before, and I'll be here long after you have gone, and it usually ends up that way.
I think last I read, the average career span is about 2 years, especially in the IT field. People hop and move, and they just... I don't stay in one place long. I guess that's your career ambition is to move up. That's what it takes. But I've just stuck it out where I'm at and moved up anyway.
Is that okay? That's what it takes. We have a lot of people that start out. You got to start out part-time in the warehouse. And nowadays, they just don't seem to want to work, and they don't stay around very long. It's hard to find people that'll commit to it.
Restaurant not far from here in Bowman, Georgia. It was the Behrman House, and it had been open.
battery's going low or if you moved off of your X or what, but I didn't get much of that.
Losing you there. I'll just say 73s. Hope you have a good weekend. Glad you're off and headed home safe. This is N4WHM. I'll be clear on your phone.
Good to talk to you. Good to meet you.